This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost and those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio, get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Talking about health, talking about you, talking about your life. I'm Dr. Asa, America's health coach, and I have with me today, which I'm real excited about, a friend of mine named Grant Cardone. If you've never heard of Grant, then you're not even alive or breathing, okay? Grant's at the top of all social media platforms. He is a New York Times best-selling author of 4 books, all of which I've read, Sell or Be Sold, If You're Not First, You're Last, Sell to Survive, and my favorite, which is the 10X Rule. Come on, that's the best one. Well, outside of the one we're going to talk about today, actually it's 5 books, I believe, now with Be Obsessed and Be Average. So all 19 programs as well on business, sales, and success. He's a regular contributor to Fox News, CNBC, MSNBC, Entrepreneur.com, and the Huffington Post. He's got the number one sales training platform in the world called Cardone University. You can check that out at CardoneU.com. He trains businesses and individuals on how to really up their skills in life and in sales, which will ultimately help them perform their best in life. He's in Miami, Florida, where the home base is. And he's married to Elena, his beautiful wife, 2 daughters. Grant, so glad to have you with us on the show today.
Dr. Asa, great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, love it. So let's jump in. I want to tell my audience just a little bit how we met. Good friend of mine, Jeffrey Gittimer, a friend of yours as well, told me to stop by when I was in Miami and check out this guy named Grant Cardone. Like, who's Grant Cardone? So I love Jeffrey, great friend. Stopped by, met you, totally amazed and blown away. Beautiful office there in Miami, and what you're doing to help people and impact people is nothing short of amazing. Plus, your staff, Grant, is amazing as well. Just the culture there that you've created of people that are obsessed with the mission that you have is really great. So I know you can't do everything in life by yourself, and so you've built a great team around you. So it's got to be a great blessing to have that down there.
Yeah, you know, probably one of the things I'm most proud of is my team. Like, it is the number one thing that business owners, whether I'm working with a company as big as Google or Toyota or a small enterprise, maybe that's got 2 or 3 employees, the number one thing that constantly comes up is how do I build a team? How do I get good people? How do I keep good people? You know, and it's so difficult. When I moved to Miami about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, from Los Angeles, I met with a big bank here, and they said, hey, the number one problem down here is hiring people. And so I have an unbelievable team. It's quite a trick, actually, if business owners can figure out how to attract good people, keep good people, and create a culture around you where people believe in you more than you even believe in yourself.
For sure, and that's what you created. And it starts with you. It starts at the top with your vision and your mission, and that's why the people are drawn to you to help build what you were designed to do. It's funny, I was just there.
You know, it also, because you're talking about health all the time, it's about getting rid of people that don't fit. And this is one of the biggest mistakes I see business owners make is they keep people around because they're loyal or because they've been there a long time or, well, you know, old Fred, he was with me from the very beginning, you know. And well, that's good, but you know what? If you ran an NFL team, you wouldn't run it like that, okay?
All right.
Just because Romo has been with the Cowboys for 4 or 5 seasons, and just because they, by the way, have an $18 million contract with him, doesn't mean they're going to play him.
That's right.
And that's the real world that a business owner needs to live in. It's not about how you feel about somebody. It's how they're making your business work or not work. And so I would just tell business owners out there, look, if you have sick people, you know, if somebody's sick in the company, tell them not to come in that day. You quarantine that individual. And the same thing you do for negativity, people that are pushing back against policies, ideas that you have for expansion. If they're thinking small and you're thinking big, they're thinking slow and you're thinking fast, you need to be willing to get rid of those people, either handle those people or be willing to get rid of those people and let them go work in an environment that might be better suited for both parties.
That's really good, because health really starts with how you think, and it starts with the people that are around you. So the negativity part of that is a huge piece. You've got to cut the fat, so to speak.
Yeah. And look, most people agree that most illnesses are mental first. They're psychosomatic in nature, meaning my body is being affected by my mind.
That's right.
And what goes on in my mind is has something to do with the people I'm surrounded by. You know, it has been said for, I don't know, a couple thousand years that you are the summation of the people that you're surrounded with.
That's right.
And so, like, if you're trying to run a company and right now you have managers that, you're setting goals for 2017, and the manager's like, if we can just do what we did last year. And everybody's like, yeah,
right.
Last year was so good. If we could just do that again, that's the wrong think. Okay,
that's the wrong thing.
That's a flat line think, and the flat lines are for people that are in, you know, that are dying. Right.
That's right. That's right.
So surround yourself with people that are thinking, no. This year we want to really, really do something big and large and expand our base.
That's really good. Here's the stat for you: 85% of the root cause of all health challenges are diet and lifestyle related. So the way you think, and that's from the CDC, and the way you think determines our health. You're absolutely right. Grant, I just bought a car. I just want to tell you this real quick, and we're going to jump into the first question I've got for you. I just bought a car. I went to a dealership south of Atlanta, had to pick up a car. I go in. I walk by a sales guy's desk. I hear this voice that I've heard before, and I thought, that's so weird. It sounds like Grant. So I turn around, and I go to the guy's desk, look on the screen, and it's you. On Card On You. The guy's blowing up Card On You, talk to the manager, their whole group uses it, and he attributes all the success to it. So your Card On University, buddy, is everywhere. People are using it. It's been a real encouragement to them in their lives. Okay, so
yeah,
I want you to know that.
We delivered almost 30 million lessons last year.
It's awesome.
And so one of the things we do for the military is, by the way, we give the military, any vets get that program for free that you're talking about. It's teaching people how to sell, how to basically come back from Afghanistan or Iraq. And they, you know, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Coast Guard, they haven't really taught the guy, the veteran military person, male or female, how to transition back into the civilian life.
That's
and
right.
So what we did, I was working with the Pentagon, and I said, look, I'm going to help these guys and gals coming back. They were over there fighting for our freedom. They come back. They don't know how to transition back into civilian life. I'm going to help them find a great job when they get back into the States. And so there's 100,000
awesome.
Vets. There's 100,000 vets a month moving back into transition every month. And that number will continue to grow. And so anything I can do to help anyone, military or non-military, you know, take care of their families. Because, you know,
Grant, we got to go into a break.
Go ahead, listen, I think it's great.
Card On You. Check it out, cardonyou.com. Talking to Grant Cardone, sales business expert. We're coming back to talk about how to be obsessed with your life and be obsessed with your health to get it where you need to be. Why? Because you matter. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Dr. Asa. Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Grant Cardone, a friend of mine. He's the author of his latest book, Be Obsessed or Be Average, which is what we're going to talk about now. And really, we're talking about how to have a great life. And in setting goals in 2017, what does it really take to hit your goals, whether it's with your health, with your finances, whatever it is? Grant is one of the top people. You can check him out, grantcardone.com, in this space to really teach you how to reach your goals and how to get where you need to be. So, Grant, you've written a book. It's a number one bestseller called Be Obsessed or Be Average. So let's just kick it off. What does it mean to be obsessed?
Well, let me just say this. Before the break, you used that stat about 85% diet and lifestyle.
Right.
Dude, it's so true. Look, when people are doing well at work, okay, where you spend most of your time, over a third of your life is going to be spent in an office, or thinking about business, or thinking about money, or trying to grow some idea, that is part of people's lifestyle. So it is belief that when people are winning, like that young salesperson that you ran into at the car dealership, when somebody is winning, when they're being given direction about how they can grow their life, they're going to be in better shape. They're going to eat better. They're going to be better at home. They're going to be better husbands and better wives and better parents. So
that's kind of
what Be Obsessed or Be Average is. It gives people a choice and says, look, win in life. It is important to win in life. It's important to win in money. It's important to be doing well. I met Roger Penske this weekend. He's 70 years old. He's worth $1.8 billion. And when you look at him, he looks like he's 50. And I'm like, why do all the rich people look so young?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Right?
Right. So check this out. So I go to the inauguration. I'm sitting in the chairs in the front. I'm watching Trump get sworn in. And I'm sitting here scratching my head. I look over to the group I'm with, and one of the people there, I say, Donald Trump is our president. Like, the guy that was the apprentice, this guy, to see someone that was so obsessed about everything faded to the background. He was so focused on that. You could see obsession in everything he did, and look where he is now. He's telling us what he's going to do, telling us where he's going to be, and now that's where he is.
Yeah, so look, even if you hate the guy, you got to admit, I mean, the work ethic is unbelievable.
Amazing.
Okay? Now, and whatever he goes into, even if you don't like him, look, there's some things he does I don't like. Absolutely.
Right.
So, but that's not the point. I'm trying to figure out, okay, when I'm 70 years old, I'm 58 years old.
Right.
Okay? I got 12 years, man. That gives me inspiration to be like, hey, I'm 70 years old. I could have that kind of energy.
He's got that energy. Amazing energy.
Yeah.
You know?
And so how do you do that? That's the question. And I think it's more than just diet, you know. I think it's about getting rid of this average kind of idea, you know. It's to start thinking in terms of rather than, and this is what the book about, Be Obsessed or Be Average, is basically a book about black or white. It's not about the gray. It's not about the in-between. It's the choice. You're either going to get obsessed. To be obsessed with greatness and a phenomenal life, or you're going to be left with average. And look, that's fine. If you want to do the average thing, that's fine. But I'm telling you, it comes with major, major problems.
It is. So cancer, Grant, cancer and heart disease are the leading killers in America today, okay? But I really believe, and I've listened to a lot of your stuff now at this point, I believe there's a larger undiagnosed disease that we definitely agree on that's killing people daily, and it's a word called grief. And I heard you say one time, talk about this, because I heard you say one time that you experienced grief in your life.
Yeah.
And it was something about not living up to your potential. And I feel like that not knowing your purpose and your potential, because Trump, as an example, knows who he is, knows where he's headed at 70. That's why he has the energy to sleep 5-6 hours and can blow a go all day. So what is it that people are dying early, not living up to the potential? What is that piece that's missing?
Yeah, so the point you talk about the grief, okay, my dad died when I was 10. I had another major loss when I was 20 years old. So by the time I'm 25, 26, 30 years old, even into my 40s, right, I went from the age of 10 to 44 years old, 34
wow.
years, where I was experiencing grief. I mean, grief, like sadness. Like I'd go mm-hmm. to a movie and I'd literally have the movie, if it was a sad movie, it would stick with me for days. Now this went on for 30 years while I'm trying to grow a business, while I'm trying
wow.
to have relationships.
Right.
So I went and saw psychiatrists and counselors trying to figure out what it was, and they all said, oh, it's because you lost your dad when you were 10. It's because you lost your brother when you were 20. Okay. And I'm like, okay. But it never got any better.
No.
They kept telling me what it was, but it didn't get better. When I was 45, I found out that the grief was really about not reaching my full potential.
Mm.
And the fact that I had lost a dad and a brother, you know, basically re-stimulated that, and that was there, and that was real. But the real grief of my life was being a grown man and not reaching my full potential. And knowing, I was aware enough to know, Dr. Asa, that I had potential, and I was in grief that I wasn't fulfilling that.
Powerful, man. That's powerful. Because at the end of the day, once you realize who you are, that you all this time's gone by, and that you haven't reached the potential, then what I want to do in just a minute, because we're going to come go into a break in just a minute, I want to talk about, Grant, what the point was. What was that point that you really had to go into? You know, what was that point that you went into, the turnaround that had to happen in your life when you hit that? Because I think you've laid out some things where you had certain turnarounds in your life, certain at certain points, say when you're in your 20s, and then maybe it was that moment at 45. That you had that
yeah.
kind of that change, right? So I want to get into that coming out of this break, because I think that that's a real key for a lot of people. People think that cancer, diabetes, heart disease, depression, all these conditions are just based around the fact that the grandma and grandpa had it. I don't buy into that. The statistics now are showing us that it's different. And I think that a lot of your life and the way you live now, with the level of energy and output and the level of achievements that you're producing now, I think are keys to those turnarounds that happen. I want to talk about that, because that's going to be able to change someone's life listening on this show. And I believe that's the key to avoiding a lot of the health challenges that we face today. It starts with that think that you talk about. We're talking to Grant Cardone. Check him out at grantcardone.com. He's a New York Times best-selling author. We're talking about his new book, Be Obsessed or Be Average, which you can pick up at all bookstores. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days, or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. This is Dr. Asa. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with a friend of mine, Grant Cardone. You can check him out, GrantCardone.com. New York Times bestselling author of his latest book, Be Obsessed or Be Average. Grant, we're talking about the turnaround that happened in your life, because a lot of times talking about grief, talking about not living up to people's potential, I believe that's one of the greatest disease processes that we have today. You're a living, breathing example of that, going from at the rock bottom to the very top, or you know, and you're still aspiring. I get that. You're not at the top. You're still pulling every single day. I get it. But talk about that. Talk about those turnaround points and why they were so important. How did you go from being average to where you are now?
Well, I'll just tell you that, you know, when I finally was given permission to be who I am and to be honest. Like, you know, my mom used to tell me, because I've always been ambitious. I've always wanted to do something more. And she would tell me, I love you just the way you are, son. And I was like, yeah, but you know, it's good that you love me just the way I am, but I don't love me just the way I am.
Right.
I know I can do more, right? And I think people that go to church on Sunday, you guys need to get really honest with yourselves. Like, you know, the fact that you're like going to be honest for 1 hour, I'm not talking about that you don't steal stuff from other people. I'm not talking about you don't rob somebody's home, okay?
Right.
You don't cheat on your wife. But if you're cheating on your potential, if you're not fulfilling your own potential, certainly you're going to be depressed, okay? Because if you know that you can do more, if you know you can give more, if you know you could help out more, if you're inspired by the great play on Sunday, or you're inspired by some unbelievable movie where the individual's a hero, you're inspired by that because that's in you, okay? When people meet me, they're like, I'm so inspired by you. Whatever you see in me is in you.
That's right.
Okay? So whatever I saw in Martin Luther King, I knew that was in me. What I saw in John Kennedy, I knew was in me. What I see in Jesus Christ as a figure, you know, inspires me, to be the true, the full potential of me. So anything short of that is you're going to be depressed. You're not going to feel good. You're going to be lethargic. And that was the big turnaround for me, is when I was given permission to be obsessed with who I'm meant to be.
Right. And so at that point where you're given permission, at that point where you make that decision and you start, you put your head to the grindstone and you work and you build and you begin to grow. So when you got people looking at you saying, slow down, take it easy, take a break, don't work till 11 o'clock at night, don't work so hard. Those are the ones that have given up, or they haven't given themselves permission. Is that right?
Dude, I just say, look, never take advice from somebody you don't want to trade places with.
That's good.
You know,
that's
I don't get money advice from people that don't know anything about money. And there's a lot of like Dave Ramsey. I love Dave Ramsey. Dave's awesome, but I don't want to trade places with Dave. Okay, now the reason I'm picking on Dave right now is because Dave basically has middle class information for people. Okay,
right.
And most of us are influenced by the way we were brought up. We're being influenced by the middle class. The reality is the middle class is a failing class of people today.
Yeah.
So when Dave says, don't use debt, pay off your home, never use debt, all debt is bad debt, the reason I won't get my advice from Dave is because I want to get my advice from people that have so much financial freedom that no matter what happens in the economy or the stock market or the world, that wealth cannot be destroyed. So I look to people that I want to trade, I'd be willing to trade positions with, metaphorically, you know?
No, I got it. I totally get that.
And those people are using debt. Okay?
Right.
So
no, it's a different message, different mindset. I get what you're saying. Dave's great friend, got me started in radio. He launched my show 10, 11 years ago. Very successful, great guy. I totally know where you're coming from, though. I get it completely.
Yeah.
Super guy. You respect everything he's doing. I get it. Just a different message.
Super dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I want to build a real estate portfolio, I have $600 million worth of real estate. I can't do that without debt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
People need to be very careful about where they're getting data today.
Right. Totally get that.
You don't get information about your marriage from somebody that's got a failed marriage.
Right. So Grant, let's do this. You've run four, I believe, privately held companies.
Yeah.
You have the number one sales teaching platform in the world, multiple-time international best-selling author, right? You're at the top of the social media platforms, daily TV shows, and you're an amazing husband and father. You have a level of energy, Grant, that people come to my clinics and come into my coaching platforms for every single day. Yet, you're in your 50s, okay? So what do you attribute that to?
Commitment. I definitely don't contribute it to my diet, okay, or to caffeine. I mean, I don't use any drugs.
Right.
You know, I do drink caffeine, but I don't drink it for a boost. I need a cup of coffee right now, you know. It's my purpose. You know, I am in line with my purpose. I am finally living the life I'm supposed to be living. I don't do things that don't make me feel good. And I'm living at a level that I know I should be living at. And short of doing that, I'm not happy. So the way for me to be happy is for me to be productive. The more productive I am, and everybody agrees with this, okay, liberals, conservatives, Hey, when you have a truly productive day, time seems to fly. The more you do in a day, the better you feel about that day. And you go home, you walk in, you got your kids there. When you have a great day, you seem to be a better father, a better mother.
That's right.
So I just tie everything into production. My wife knows that she can only make me so happy, and the rest of it I have to get by doing what I'm here to do.
That's right.
Which is to be a productive member of society, fulfill my potential, contribute, give back, not just money, but help.
Yeah, and you are. And you're making a big impact, and I'm seeing it, and others are seeing it too, which is great, man. And so you're doing what you're called to do. It's your purpose.
Yeah.
So this is a real key, okay? And I've heard you say this, balance. In health, we talk all about balance. Balance your life out. You got to have balance. You say balance is a myth. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't even know what people are talking about. Like, what are you guys talking about? You're talking about some mythical concept, okay? It's like, oh, I'm going to have balance in my life. What does that mean, you're going to have balance, okay? So, I got to spend more time with my family. All right, well, good. Spend more time with your family then. But that, what does that mean? Does that mean you've got to take away from something else? I don't believe I have to do that. I believe the way to get more of my life is to get more of my life, right? So
right.
I don't have different areas of life. I'm not spinning plates like, oh, I'm the dad, now I'm the writer. I'm doing my life, okay? The fact that I'm a dad and a writer and a speaker, et cetera, and a business person and a real estate guy, that's part of my life. I'm doing my life. I want to explode into my life, and those are things that happen inside my life.
So it's just all in all the time.
Dude, it's all in all the time. Say yes. I'm not going to burn out. Okay? Everybody's like, well, you're going to burn out. I am not going to burn out. I am not a candle.
Right.
Okay?
You can't burn out when you're on purpose.
Dude, I'm a spiritual being. Try blowing on me and see if I go out. Okay?
Right.
I'm not
going to
go
right.
out. The reason you're going to go out is because you're not going to show up.
That's it.
Okay? So people are going out because they're contracting. People are depressed and down and burning out because they're not doing what they should be doing every day, which is living at a bigger, much larger level. It actually takes energy to contract.
It does.
It takes more energy. Put, try to slow your car down when it wants to go. It actually puts more wear and tear on that engine. I own my own jet, right? And
right.
And I asked the pilot, I said, where's all the wear and tear at? Grant, the wear and tear is not at 600 miles an hour at 40,000 feet. The wear and tear is when we're shutting this thing down, landing it.
That's where it is.
So fly high, fly fast, and get you some altitude.
That's what it's all about. So we're going to go into a break in a minute, but I want to ask you this question quick. What is, in your opinion, what is the key to a successful life, if you had to pick one thing?
Just get all in and get yourself surrounded by people that are maniacs.
That's great.
Okay. Everything that you were told not to do, that's what you need to be doing now.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, right? What did mom tell you?
Fly under the radar. Don't get too much attention. Be seen and not heard. Okay? Be
Don't
grateful
talk to
for
who?
What you have.
Don't talk to strangers.
Don't talk to strangers. Exactly. All those things, all those middle class beliefs, okay, buy a home, get a college degree, invest for the long term. All of that stuff is old today. That is not the way to do the deal today. Think in increments, okay? A penny saved is a penny earned. A penny saved is a penny.
That's it.
Okay, these are all
just a penny
that keep people small.
Right, and the same is true with our health, and that's what's so interesting. That's why I wanted you here on the show, because the think that you're talking about is what it takes. That's why 70% of this country right now is overweight.
Yeah.
So we don't have an eating problem. We have a thinking problem.
That's
people
right.
are not living up to their potential. People
that's
are going
right.
to food for comfort. People
that's
are
right.
not living up to where they are. They go into something. Food's no different than alcohol or pot or heroin. It's the same thing. People are going to that to be their buddy, their friend.
Yeah.
And so they're pushing down their potential further every single day. Okay, we're going into break. Grant Cardone, we're talking with. You can check him out, grantcardone.com. Check out his social handles, at Grant Cardone. Facebook, Grant Cardone Fan. You can check all that out. Make sure to go follow him, join him. Get into his world and what he's doing. He'll make everything in your life better. He'll help you to be more successful in business and in life, without a doubt. Grant's a living example, somebody that's tapped into their potential, that's obsessed with his life, but yet makes life better for all those around him. Coming up, more questions with Grant I've got, and we're going to tap into a little bit about goal setting, why that's important, and how important it is to your success for reaching all of your health goals in 2017. 888-283-7272. I'm Dr. Asa, America's Health Coach. We'll be right back.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Asa, and we're talking with Grant Cardone. He's an author, New York Times bestselling author of 5 books. We're talking about his new book, Be Obsessed or Be Average. You can check him out at grantcardone.com. Also, check out his Twitter, Facebook, and all his social handles at Grant Cardone. Facebook's at Grant Cardone Fan. Grant, we're jumping in. I'm so glad to have you with us, man. I'm telling you, content you bring, your message is an encouragement to so many. So I just want to say thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so let's jump in about goals, okay? We're at the beginning, you know, we're in heavy into January.
Yep.
New Year's resolutions are big. And it said that within the first week of 2017, only 8% of people actually keep their goals. And so they call the 8%ers. So
yep.
Why is it that everybody gets all excited, they get fired up, they're going to lose 30 pounds, they're going to get off their medications, they're going to be a better father, they're going to be a better wife. What is it that gets everybody fired up? And then they fall off the wagon.
Well, it's the start of a new cycle. That's why everybody gets excited. You know, January, March, summer comes. I'm going to go get my bikini body. You know, Christmas time's coming. I'm going to give more. People are being affected rather than being the source.
Hmm.
So, like, I don't get excited about my new goals every year. I never get excited about it. Because I know it doesn't work. So what I do is I get excited about my goals every morning. I write my goals down every morning. I write them down at night. Anything worth doing is worth doing every day. So if you're not going to do it every day, you know it's not going to stick. So whatever it is, the diet, the workout, if it's not done every day, sooner or later, you won't be doing it any day.
That's right.
And so what I do is I write my long-term goals every morning. I write them down at night. Look, I'm completely obsessed with my future. Now, I know a lot of people talking about the present. You got to live in the present, be in the moment. I don't see anybody doing that successfully any more than the balance thing. And I am in the moment. I am in the moment. And the moment is the next thing. It's the next. It's that thing right in front of me. Because present time is very fast, right?
Right.
So if you want to stay healthy, you want to stay in the future. And the healthy guy or gal is the one that's got something to do next. I'm busier than the disease, if you will.
That's good. And many times that'll override it. And the body will follow. It will.
Yeah, totally, because I'm moving to the next thing. Oh, by the way, if the disease gets me and cracks me and finishes me, at least I was being productive on the way down.
That's right. A great example of that is Joe Paterno, Coach Joe Paterno. Had prostate cancer, slowest cancer there is, slowest cancer. You'll die of old age before you die of prostate cancer, typically. They hammered him in the media. Purpose got hammered. Legacy got hammered. He was gone in less than a year. Boom.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So with you, Grant, not losing your health in the middle of the hustle. I know for you it's not a hustle. It's just life. but for a lot of people it is. So what have you done? What's one thing you've modified in your life to keep your health strong?
You know, man, I mean, what do I do? I try to take care of myself. I mean, I try to work out in the gym. I try to get in the gym. Yeah, it's best for me if I'm working out twice a day. Otherwise, I tend to fall off. I don't know what it is, but if I could start in the morning and get some kind of workout in the afternoon and not make excuses, okay, like if I don't do it, I just say I don't do it. I don't make excuses like, oh, I had the kids today. I don't blame my kids for the things I don't do.
Right.
So I'm not really answering your question here, but I don't blame time because I didn't go to the gym. I didn't go to the gym because I didn't go to the gym. So
no, I get it. So the key is, yeah. So you got things that you work on, but like I said, you're all in with everything you do. If you're not going to go, you're not going to go. If you're going to go, let's go twice a day.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I do is I never finish all the food on my plate. Now, I was told as a kid to eat them all. If I had one pea left on my plate, my mama would tell me, eat that pea.
Right.
There's somebody starving in China. And I'm like, I'm over the pea. Okay, I don't need it. I never, ever finish all the food on my plate today. And that reminds me, I don't need to overeat. There's going to be another meal. There is no scarcity. That's part of why I do that. And the other reason is, like, hey, I want to eat good. Okay, the other thing that I do is I keep a lot of fruits and vegetables in my house. I waste stuff, okay? We buy so much fruit that half of it, maybe a quarter of it's going to go bad before I can eat it all. But
right.
At least it's there to remind me of what to eat.
And so that's a reminder. It keeps you in the right mindset, right?
That's right.
Grant, we've only got a couple minutes left to close out this hour. Here's what I want to ask you. If I want to be obsessed with my life, I've been average. I want to really get to that next level. In about 1 minute, what do I need to do? How do I start?
You got to make a decision. The first thing you do is make a decision what you don't want to be. So for me, that was I watched my mom. I watched my dad die when I was 10, and I watched my mom for the next 20 years try to live the middle class. And she did a great job, but she was in fear all the time. And so what I did was I'm like, I don't want this thing. This thing called the middle class. This thing about just getting by, just having enough money, just being happy, whatever that means. I'm like, this is not what these people are saying it is. You know? And so I think the first thing that people need to do is decide what you don't want to be.
That's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I think people are spending more time deciding they don't want to be rich. They don't want to be successful. Okay, good. Well, don't blame me because I want to be rich and I want to be successful.
Right. So it's pick the one thing. Pick the one thing that you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And then build off that.
And maybe make, you know, really, really look at, are you living the life you want to live or are you living the life of somebody else's ideas?
That's right. And, that's good. Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grant, I got to close out here. We're talking. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're the man, buddy.
It's been a real blessing.
Thank you so much.
It's been a blessing. Grant Cardone, author of Be Obsessed or Be Average. You can check him out at grantcardone.com. Author, New York Times bestselling author of 5 books. Amazing guy and doing so much for people and their lives. Grant, thanks for being with us here on the show. We just love having you. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.